Hello and welcome to the first meeting of the Camden Independent Hearing and Assessment Panel. I'd like to do an acknowledgement of country. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay respect to elders both past and present. My name is Stuart McDonald and I'd like to introduce all the members of the panel. On my far left is Bill Rooney, who is a community member of the panel. On my immediate left is Mary Lynn Taylor, who's an expert panel member. On my right is Sue Francis, an expert member. And on my far right is Michael Manty, who will be taking over from me as chair for reasons which I'll state in a moment. So Michael is an alternate chair appointed by the minister to this panel. And as I say, will be taking over from me today. This is the public part of the meeting. The format will be that the panel will, in relation to the one development application that's on the agenda, will hear from people wishing to make oral submissions, and then the panel will retire to deliberate on that matter. The outcome of those deliberations will be published on the council's website, we expect within at least 48 hours. I should also say that this meeting is being recorded and as is a requirement for all local panels, and it's being officially recorded. No one else is authorised to record. I'm sure you're very saddened to hear that, but no one else is approved to officially record this panel meeting. If you have a mobile phone, could you switch it off or turn it to silence? Thank you. We have no apologies for today's meeting. I've introduced all the members, so we'll come to disclosures of interest. I have an interest in the one and only development application that is on this agenda today. So that's why I will be vacating the seat and handing it over to Michael. So I wish you well for the rest of the meeting, the panel. And thank you all for coming to observe this first meeting of the panel. I'll now take my leave. And you get a new nameplate. Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
I'll just wait until Stuart leaves the room. As Stuart said, my name is Michael Manty. I'm now the chair of this meeting. I'm an alternate chair appointed by the minister. There's one published item on the agenda, and there's another item that I wish to put on the agenda, which is the operational procedures of this panel, which I'll be asking the panel to adopt after we get through item one. Item one is development application for construction of a new registered club and golf academy, maintenance shed, outdoor seating area, car parking, landscaping, associated site works and use of a nine-hole golf course at 880 Camden Valley Way, Gledswood. The council officer's recommendation is for approval subject to conditions. I've got two people who have put their names down wishing to speak to us. And the first person is Michael Baker. Do we have Michael Baker here? Would you like to come up to the microphone, Michael? And that's fine. Yep.
I'll go back a step. So my name's Michael Baker. I work from SJB Planning and I act on behalf of the landowner, which is SH Camden Valley, otherwise known as Sekasui House. And
my name is Marie Hawes. I'm a town planner engaged by the developer of the site, who in this instance is Western Suburbs Leagues Club. So they will potentially be the builders of the Register Club on SH Camden Valley's land.
So both of us have reviewed the report and we thank council staff for their recommendation. In the past few working days, I have raised a number of issues with the report with respect to its deferred commencement recommendation and several conditions that the landowner and future operator had raised concerns with, and I believe that that information has been addressed by council staff and been provided to the panel in advance of this meeting. Otherwise, unless you would like us to go through those issues, otherwise both of us are here today to answer any questions that the panel may have. I have briefly been shown them prior to the commencement of this meeting and briefly been shown an addendum which has been written, which I believe addresses some concerns the panel may have raised.
Right. So I think you should just briefly outline what your issues with the draft conditions as published, initially published, are, and whether you're happy with each of the conditions that council officers have proposed, starting with the deferred commencement condition?
Most certainly. So obviously the deferred commencement condition was seeking to delay the commencement of the consent to enable the completion of what is known as Road MC08. MC08 has an approval under a separate consent obtained by Sekasui House some time ago. That road is yet to have commenced any construction work on it. It's intended to be delivered next year as part of the adjoining residential subdivision, which we're currently preparing a DA for. In my discussions with council staff, I indicated that we understood why council had recommended a deferred commencement consent. Obviously, it doesn't have formal road access to the area to which the club is to be built. We have provided in advance of the meeting a temporary access arrangement plan, which would show how a temporary road would be delivered up to the boundary of that land so that the driveway for the golf club can connect to that. And I understand a condition is proposed to be imposed in lieu of a deferred commencement consent that would require that temporary access to be delivered in advance of construction of the club commencing. And we would be happy with the imposition of that condition.
Okay.
So that deals with the deferred commencement consent aspect. There were two other conditions that essentially overlap in issue, and they are conditions in section 6, number 9, and section 6, number 10. And they relate to fencing, works and maintenance of Cumberland Plain woodland areas within the golf course. So the construction of the golf holes themselves were obviously approved under a separate consent, which had a flora and fauna impact assessment and a vegetation management plan submitted with that DA. And Sekasui House obtained that consent, I believe it was 2 years ago, which enabled us to commence the delivery of the golf course and the associated landscaping, and to enable those works to be up and running before we were looking to get consent for the club and the actual operation of that land as a golf course. As part of that flora and fauna assessment and the VMP, there were areas that were identified to be cleared of vegetation, and there were areas that required retention and enhancement and maintenance of Cumberland Plain woodland. The vegetation management plan had identified that those areas of Cumberland Plain woodland had to be fenced during construction. The conditions that were proposed on this consent, the initial conditions, had identified that that had to be all areas of CPW that was being maintained or retained and enhanced had to be fenced off from the golf course in perpetuity. Obviously, that comes at significant cost, and that was never the intention. That's not the wording of the VMP. The VMP required fencing off only during construction to protect those areas whilst there was construction work occurring on the course. At all other times, fencing around, and I must admit, the CPW across the course is quite piecemeal. It's around the perimeter of the golf course. It's in about seven, I think, different areas that would all require individual perimeter fencing. It would be an encumbrance in terms of maintenance, access, weed control, retrieving your ball if you hit it in there, that sort of thing, in addition to a cost. So it was only intended for construction purposes, so we sought to have that condition amended so that it was only during construction. I'm led to believe that that's been amended to reflect that. In terms of the maintenance aspect in both condition 6.9 and 6.10, maintenance, the wording of the two conditions talked about maintenance of the CPW for the life of the golf course. Now, in terms of a new golf course operator taking over this land off Sekasui House post the consents being operational, this was a concern. The maintenance period is clearly identified in the VMP as being for a period of 5 years from 2020 to 2025. Prior to that, it was an establishment period under the VP from 2017 to 2020. So what we're not saying is that this land won't be maintained. The operator operates the adjoining Camden Lakeside Golf Course, which has CPW on it, which is maintained as part of their day-to-day operations of the golf course. However, the use of the word maintenance in this context raised concerns with the future operators of the land, because the maintenance period has an associated cost with it and was defined and specified under the VMP. So there was concerns with the saying maintenance ongoing in perpetuity for the life of the golf course. It would be fair to say the land will be maintained regardless. It doesn't need to be conditioned. There is conditions on there requiring that the operation of the course be in accordance with the VMP, in accordance with other documents such as the stormwater report, the golf course safety report, the golf course strategy, the reuse. That will occur. It just didn't need to go so far as to say maintained for the life of the golf course. They were the two issues that we raised, and we understand that staff have recommended amendments to both of those conditions, and it is based on the conversations we've had, we're happy with how that has been resolved.
Thank you for that. That explanation is consistent with the form of the conditions that the panel has before it now. There is another amendment to the conditions that were initially published, and that is an amendment to the hours of operation. The restriction on the number of patrons in the terrace area and the times of use. It's in condition 6, subclause 4. And I understand the amendment is that the condition as originally drafted referred to a table in the acoustic report. The condition now before the panel actually puts that table into the condition. Are you aware of that change?
Yes, I...
And do you have any objection to it?
We have no objection to it. We raised it with council staff.
Right, okay. Is there anything else you wish to put to us before we make a decision?
No, we have nothing further to raise.
It's been brought to my attention that... you've got a question?
Not a question, I just wanted a clarification. The deferred commencement condition has been redrafted as an operational condition, and you've seen that?
Yes, I have seen that. I understand it's now the temporary access road has to be built prior to commencement of construction works on the golf club.
And the condition in relation to the completion of the final road is prior to any OC, not the OC.
Okay.
Because the new road needs to be completed before the operation rather than the last OC.
Yes.
Just want to ensure that you knew that.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
Just to avoid any doubt that there are no other conflicts of interest on the panel, I call for any other conflicts of interest that anyone wishes to record.
No, I don't have one.
Right. Okay. Thank you for your submission. Although the general meeting practice will be that that these meetings are dealt with in two parts, a public part and a private deliberation part. The panel for this afternoon's meeting is satisfied to make a determination now in public, having heard representations and having been provided with the council officer's report. So what I'm about to do is to explain the panel's proposed decision. The panel has considered the council officer's report and inspected the site of the proposed development. The panel's also been provided with an addendum report that addresses requirements of the Biodiversity Conservation Act and also been provided with an updated suite of draft conditions prepared by the council officers. The panel resolves to grant development consent to DA 2017/678/1 for a new registered club and golf academy, maintenance shed, outdoor seating area, car parking, landscaping and associated works, and the use of an existing constructed nine-hole golf course at 880 Camden Valley Way, Gledswood, subject to the draft conditions outlined in the amended conditions prepared by the council officers dated 17 April 2018. The panel adopts the reasons for the determination as contained in the council officers' report at pages 17 and 18, which are displayed on the screen at the moment, page 17 is, subject to the following additional reasons. In addition to reason two, the panel notes that the proposed golf course is predominantly located within the RE2 zone, but may traverse the R1 zone boundary under Camden LEP 2010. In the event that it does actually traverse the zone boundary, the panel is satisfied that the proposed development is defined as a recreational facility outdoor under the LEP and is permissible with development consent in the R1 zone and the RE2 zone. The panel has also been provided with a copy of the objectives of the R1 zone, and the panel considers that the proposed development is consistent with those objectives. In addition to condition six, in addition to reason six, as outlined in the council officer's report, the panel has been provided with an addendum report, as I said earlier, that addresses requirements of the Biodiversity Conservation Act. The panel is satisfied that the proposed development is not likely to have a significant impact on threatened species and that the proposed development satisfies the requirements of the Biodiversity Conservation Act. So for those reasons, unless I hear any dissenting voices from other panel members, the panel's resolution will be that the application be approved subject to the draft conditions outlined by the council officers in the conditions dated 17 April 2018.
Decision unanimous.
And the decision is unanimous, 4-0 for the resolution. So the second item that I mentioned earlier, as part of the procedures adopted by the Minister for the operation of these panels, each panel is given the responsibility of determining detailed operational procedures. This panel has prepared its own detailed operational procedures that are outlined in a document that I now table. The panel resolves, unless I hear any dissenting voices, that these procedures be adopted for future meetings of the panel. And that's a resolution 4-0. Okay, so if there's no other business that needs to be dealt with, I'll now declare the meeting closed.
Thank you.
Thank you.